Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
We're all aware of what it means when we talk about going green, about saving the planet. There are greenhouse gases and there are things that we can do in order to, one step at a time, make the world a better place to be in the future. And we're talking today about going green with Paul Johnson from Heating Style. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Beth.
Now, you, before you were in heating, you were in a different industry to do with going green. How? Tell me about that.
Yes, Beth, in a past life, I was responsible for green products in the retailer B&Q. So I introduced solar panels, PV solar panels, and domestic wind turbines to the UK market for the first time.
So you have had some, you know, previous green credentials. Why does it matter to you? Why should we bother even thinking about saving the planet?
I think we have a responsibility to do whatever we can to maintain the planet, to look after our scarce resources, and to consider our children and our children's children's future.
And when it comes to then, you moved over to, you now run Heating Style, and you do radiators that are out of this world. I've seen many pictures of the stuff that you do.
Thank you.
And surely the only answer really when it comes to heating and saving the planet is just to turn it down, put a jumper on. Is that what we're going for?
That would work, but I don't suppose we'd all want to just put a jumper on. So there's lots of things you can do in the home to save energy, such as turn your room thermostat down a degree or so, and that will control how many times the boiler is basically working in the house. Another thing you could and should do is install thermostatic radiator valves, which will give you control on a room-by-room basis for each particular radiator.
So that's the sort of turny knob thing on the side of the radiator that has the numbers on?
That's right, that's the one with the numbers. So there are two types of valves. There are manual ones with no numbers, and they're basically an on-off switch, a bit like a tap.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the thermostatic valves with the numbers. And they often work by having some wax inside, and when the wax hits a particular temperature, it melts, and that allows a little metal pin to pop open and
wow,
open the valve so that the water from the boiler can go back into the radiator. So
that's
very clever.
So clever.
They are.
I'd never even... It's one of those items that you sometimes have on the side of a radiator and you never think twice. You just, you know, turn the handle. Mm. It's operated by wax.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, a lot of technology inside that little head.
And so that allows you to obviously control the heat of an individual room. Maybe you've got a spare room that gets slept in, I don't know, a dozen times a year. You don't need to heat that up as much as your own room or your own lounge or something. So that's a really simple way that people can save energy and save quite a bit of money.
Yes, definitely.
What else can we do?
Well, when we're choosing the radiators that we're going to have installed in our home, there are options for more green products as well. The majority of radiators are made out of steel, which is, it's a low-cost metal. It's a pretty good heat conductor. But aluminium is a far better heat conductor than steel is, so we have radiators and towel warmers that are made out of aluminium.
And you say most radiators are steel, so if they've, you know, you can picture those older radiators people have painted several times over. Random question, does paint make a difference?
Yes, it'll reduce the heat output.
Does
yes,
it?
Yes, it will.
What's the reason then that aluminium is better? Why is that okay. Ideal?
Well, aluminium's a far better conductor of heat than steel. And the radiators we have are what you would call a low water content radiator. And what this means is, for the same sort of size and to get the same amount of heat out of a steel radiator versus an aluminium radiator, the steel one needs more water. And this simply means that if there's less water required to get it to the temperature, then your boiler is on for less time.
Of course.
And you're using less gas.
It's the same as, you know, if you boil a kettle with just one cup in versus you boil a kettle with loads of water in when you don't need it.
Exactly the same principle. So you're saving the planet and saving money.
And when it comes to the end of the radiator's life, which will be quite a long time, but when it does get to that point, the bonus of aluminium is that you can
recycle it.
Correct,
You can recycle it, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then you also, if people, the thing about heating style is that it's very stylish.
Well, we think so.
Great choice of name. Because you also have ones that have these snazzy wooden legs, but it's not just any old wood.
Yes, so the using the same aluminium technology, we have towel warmers, and we also have ones which are only about 300mm or 600mm high, but much wider. So they're more of a radiator than a towel warmer. They're mm-hmm. fabulous for, say, a conservatory or under a bedroom window and so on. And they have wooden legs at each side, and it really offsets against the aluminium colour beautifully. And what we've done is we've made sure that we're sourcing the wood for these radiators responsibly. So they have what's called FSC certification, and that stands for the Forest Stewardship Council. So this company basically check us and check our supplier and our supplier's supplier to ensure that the wood has come from a sustainable source.
So when they take a tree, they put one back.
Exactly.
Do you ever make radiators from already recycled materials?
We're talking to a manufacturer at the moment in Italy. They've just started making radiators from recycled aluminium.
Oh.
So they used to be tin cans, etc.
Wow.
So we're really excited. We're in the early days. We've just started talking to them. But I'm hoping before the end of the year that we'll be able to offer this product as well.
Oh, that sounds very under wraps, Paul. I won't ask you any more about that.
A little bit of commercial sensitivity, but we're working hard on it.
Paul, if someone wants to come and talk to you or one of the team at Heating Style about whatever their need is, be that radiators, towel rails, or what we've been talking about today, how do they get in touch and how can they contact you?
They can contact us through the website, which is heating-style.co.uk. Phone numbers on there. We'd love to hear from anybody with any questions. We're really happy to help.
Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.